Welcome to Captivate the Room with your host, internationally known voice expert, Tracy Goodwin, an award-winning speaker who has taught hundreds around the globe to make a big impact with their voice. This podcast is for anyone who wants to step onto a bigger stage, make a bigger impact, and have a voice that makes people listen. Presentation matters, and the voice is the missing link. Join in and you'll see why.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Tracy Goodwin, and I teach people how to make a bigger impact with their voice, how to captivate from their very first word, compel us, and touch our emotions, which makes us take an action. I'd love to help you, and you can find out more at my website, captivatetheroom.com. Make sure you sign up for the Voice Formula. It's a video series that will give you some tips and techniques that you can apply right away and get some instant results so that you can make a bigger impact with your message. I'm really excited about my guest on the show today. This is a person that I've had the absolute pleasure to work with and help step into his voice power. And he's an absolutely brilliant man with an extraordinary amount of knowledge and training and information that he's going to share with you today. So I do hope you stay until the very end. With me on the show today is Rodrigo Catano. Rodrigo is an expert on planning and strategy. He's the founder and president of White Leaf Consulting, a company dedicated to helping innovators become better managers. With more than 20 years of professional experience, Rodrigo has gained extensive expertise creating strategic plans in the technology, banking, and telecom industries. In the past, he led several enterprise initiatives with multinational teams from Canada, the US, Brazil, Peru, Panama, France, United Kingdom, India, and Hong Kong. He truly knows from practical experience what the expression global village means. Rodrigo holds an MBA degree from the Sauder School of Business at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver, Canada, with specialization in strategic management and accounting. He also earned a BS in computer science from the Pontifical Catholic University in Minas Gerais, Brazil. He is a certified project management professional from the Project Management Institute in Pennsylvania, USA. Rodrigo believes in having strong values, working hard, working smart, and focusing on delivering value. Now he is on a mission to help smart managers regain control of their projects and get back to achieving results. Rodrigo, I am so happy to have you on the show. Welcome.
Hi, Tracy. I'm so happy to be your guest in this show.
Well, good. Well, wow, you have got quite a background. You are truly an expert in your field.
Yes, I've been working a lot on strategy. You know, that's what I do for a living. So strategy and planning, and that's my business. That's what I really love and enjoy doing every day.
Oh my, see, that's why I like you so much, because I do not get strategy. I need some strategy. I need a lot of strategy. I love strategy. No, I love people that their minds work that way. So that's what you do. You tell me a little bit more about who what is that you do and who you do it for. So you go in and you strategize what and for who.
So I help innovators to become better managers. In this way, you know, the people who are basically, usually they're technical people who are, they're trying to do the management work and they're struggling with it. So I help them with their project management issues. I help them to find solutions, to communicate better, to delegate better to their work and to their teams. And I'm constantly looking for the problems they are experiencing so I can give them more valuable advice.
Yeah, that's so cool. And I would have never thought about that. Being a solopreneur is totally different. But what are some of the kinds of problems that people come to you with? What might be an example of something that somebody needs your help with?
Well, many problems come from the communication side of the organization. Sometimes they have like different teams that are not communicating well with each other. Okay, that's one thing that happens a lot. Another problem is people are struggling, trying to find time, and they have so much to do, and that they're trying to find better ways to do their work. So trying to organize their projects and find ways to be more effective when they're working with their teams. Motivating their teams is always something that always comes by. And, you know, anything that relates to helping the manager, you know, with their day-to-day tasks. My goal here is to provide them what worked for me in the past. Like I have a ton of experience with, you know, global teams and international projects and everything. And now I think I can provide them practical advice on how to do it. So I've been there. I know how it works. So there are a few practical things they can use that will make it much, much easier on their day-to-day, you know. And that's my goal.
I love that because I think, you know, I hear this a lot of time in my business. I'll go in and people will say, I just don't know how to be captivating. And it's literally, I've got a set of techniques that they don't have. It's just like, okay, I'm not a good strategist. You've got a set of techniques. You could teach me and I could become good at that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's you know, I've tried different things and there's a lot of theory going on. And if you Google now, like, you know, how to solve your project issues, you're going to find like millions of answers. And my approach is a much more direct approach. I've tried different things. I know what worked. I have, you know, different techniques I can use. And then I can advise that manager on something that really works and that's very specific to the situation they are encountering in their day-to-day work. So,
yeah, I love that. And of course, we're going to give the inside scoop here in a little bit. I've got an inside scoop because Rodrigo and I actually work together. So we're going to talk about that in a minute. But that's one of the things that I love so much is that our work is so similar. And we were talking about this before we started. You find the right solution for that exact problem that that person is having, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because I don't believe there's a, you know, you can try different, you know, approaches and procedures, but you know, there's that component. You can spend like months and months and months trying to figure out something. And my goal is to be really precise, really precise. And I believe that this is the same way that you use, Tracy, in terms of you have so many techniques you can use. You just use precisely what works for that person. And that's I think that saves a lot of time. And, you know, the results are incredible because, you know, you are affecting, you're impacting that customer in a way that, you know, it's going to transform that, you know, business or that person, you know, in terms of, you know, the results they can obtain from what you are teaching them, you know. And that's how I think it works really well. And
well, it's so personal. It becomes so personal that it's not really what you do. It's not really, I guess, every business. I don't know. But what I do and certainly what you do is not a one size fits all.
Yeah. And I one of my mottos that I think in terms of the business, and I think it's really interesting is I really believe in having trust, then action and results. Like if you don't have the trust, if you know, someone doesn't trust my work and I don't trust their ability to deliver, better not work because, you know, you have to have some level of trust so you can do something like the action and then, you know, get the results you want. Because it's a very results-driven approach. You're not here just to chat or, you know, you have to do something. You have to achieve a result, an outcome, you know. Mm-hmm. That, you know, fast-track enormously the process.
Yeah.
I think that's how it works. And it's a philosophy, I believe, Tracy, I've worked with you. It's basically very similar to the way I approach, my clients as well.
Yeah. Well, I can definitely say you're a consummate professional. And there's something else that I love about you is that you are an extraordinary listener. And I think that is probably key. And one of the reasons you're so successful is because you are an extraordinary listener.
Well, thank you. And I think you have to listen before you do something, because there's so many people like pumping out content and just sending out information to the world, and they are addressing the wrong issues, you know. And I think that's where, you know, you have to listen first and know what the problem is, what's going on, and so you can capture enough information so you can give good advice or you can do something. And it works in any situation. I think it's, you know, something that it's really important, especially being in this field that we are in. So
yeah. Well, and I would think, you know, not knowing, I mean, I know a little bit about what you do, but not knowing the intricacies and the detail like you do, I would think that time and overwhelm are a huge part of the issues for these people. But the first thing that I wrote down on my list was, especially in a global environment, but no matter whether it's global or not, communication has got to be one of the biggest issues.
Oh, yeah. And communication, it's very particular because usually people think when they are communicating and someone is not listening to what they're saying, is not, you know, this person's not, you know, communicating, not getting results, they think it's, you know, the other person is the one and, you know, not doing things right. But for me, it was a big realization when I realized that, you know, you have to change your approach so you can get better results. For instance, if you, let me give you an example. You are working with different teams. You are in North America and there's a team in Latin America, for instance, and you're sending emails, you're not getting results, and you send another email, no one answers, and you send another email and no answers, you're frustrated, and, you know, and if you use the same approach over and over and over again, you're going to get the same result. It's a question of changing the approach, maybe picking up the phone, calling the person, talking to that person, to him or to her, finding out, you know, what's going on, building a rapport and kind of, you know, understanding the context and then getting the information. If you use a different approach, you will get the results you want. It's just trying the same thing over and over again doesn't work, you know. And communication is all about that. It's not about you need to know what you want to get out of the interaction, of what you want to get out of, you know, what results you want, but you also need to know what, to use different styles to address, because people have different ways to communicate.
I love that.
And it happens to any organization. I must say, from the school that your child is in to, you know, a big organization or a big bank, and to a any size. This is the most common issue I found.
Yeah.
In terms of communicating.
And so people need to know a different skills. They need to know a technique. You need to bring another technique to the table. But I wonder, do you think sometimes maybe they don't know what to do, but sometimes do you think they're under this time pressure and so they just keep pumping out the same stuff? And so we've got to look at, we just have to stop, make the time to stop and get a new strategy, because you're not going to get the result you want if you keep cranking out the same thing.
Yeah, you have to realize that as a manager, you know, you are measured by the results you bring in. The better your results, the more quality you have on your results, the better manager you're going to be. Like if you are someone who is getting results, everybody is going to like to work with you and wants to, you know, work with you. And one of the things happen is finding out what you want to get from, you know, the results you want from a project or from an iteration is very important. Let's say you want to communicate to your team. If you send something out, do you want to inform them? Do you want to request some information? Do you want to say, you want to, let's say, delegate something for these three different approaches? There are three different approaches. Like you don't do the same way, you know, if you just inform them, you're just letting them know what's going on. If you are delegating them, you want to make sure they understand what needs to be done. So I think people just use the same approach for everything. And they don't realize that for every situation, you know, if you're not getting the result you want, you need to kind of, you know, be a little bit more flexible and understand, you know, that you can change your approach to get a different result. And I know today there's a lot of broadcasting, you know, like I've seen managers sending out many requests without, you know, hi, everybody, we need this. And then everybody is nobody because no one is going to answer. Right. You know? And they wonder, oh, no one answers my emails or, you know, that happens a lot because you're not being specific on what you want. You know, in communication, you have to be clear on your message. You have to know what you want because you're not getting a result. Again, you keep doing the same thing, you get the same result.
Yeah. I love that. That reminds me so much of when I talk about in voice, we don't know what you know. We don't know what you know. And so you've got to know how to break it down. What I hear you saying is you've got to know how to break it down. You've got to know how to ask and deliver to get that result.
Yeah. And I think one of the best things that happen when we work together, Tracy, in terms of developing my voice skills and everything was the fact that, you know, we didn't get into content or anything. Like I know what I know, you know, like I have that, all that knowledge. But I mean, it's just, you know, using the right way to express, you know, and in getting that message out. This made a huge difference in terms of sending my message out to the world and also, you know, communicating to my customers and making sure, you know, my voice was heard. And I think you were correctly, totally 100% correct on that point.
Well, let's talk about that. I've had the opportunity to work with Rodrigo, and if you haven't figured out by now, I just adore him. Such a great client to work with, you know, did the work, walked through it, total trust, you know, and the outcome. Wow. So let's talk about your voice journey a little bit. I mean, you have a voice now. Do you feel like you didn't when you got here?
Well, this is an interesting thing because, let's say we had stages. You know, I was someone I believed I had a voice, but I wasn't able to get anything out that, just to give you an example, once I recorded a audio file with an e-training module, and I gave it to my wife to hear it. Oh, told her, like, darling, can you just listen to this? It was like a 30-minute presentation, and she was asleep at 3 minutes. I was like, okay, I think something must be done here because this is not going to work. You know?
Right.
And then, you know, this is the type of thing when you develop your voice and you take control of your voice, you start to, you know, be more confident and bring that variety that, you know, you sound a little bit more original. You know, I think a lot of people are concerned about their accents and how to say the words correctly. And is this the right pronunciation? You know, I think that's the wrong way to approach this. You know, what worked for me, and I think Tracy brought, you know, this into the work we did together, is that, you know, you have your own voice, right? Mm-hmm. And then it's finding that voice and letting that voice, you know, go out in the world. Okay, everyone has their own voice, their own, you know, their own way to sound. Okay, and it's okay to make mistakes and everything because this is you.
Yeah, you have
and that's what, you know, makes the difference. So there was like stages. In the first stage, I remember we worked on specifics of the mechanics of the voice, like opening up a little bit more my voice and kind of like letting it
getting it flowing.
Flowing. Mm-hmm. You know, we worked how I was breathing.
It was really
important, you know. And then from there, it was something very, very basic, something very simple and basic, but it had a huge impact. And then we started working on other things, such as the variety on how to say things and trying different things. And at one moment, you know, even there was a, you know, this second stage where I was like literally freaking out because she was like pushing me to the limit of, you know, I was doing things that I didn't believe were, you know, like it wasn't easy because I never did it in the past, you know, like saying things in a high pitch or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Bold choices, making bold choices.
And it was, you know, as if there was one session, I was like, okay, I said, this is not going to work, you know, and pushed through. And then I did it and it was the best thing ever because then I felt the freedom of expressing myself. And I was like, wow, it was wow. It was this moment where, you know, I started understanding that for me, it sounded like crazy.
Yeah. But
to the world, it wasn't. It was just my perception of my own voice. But I mean, you need to have someone, you know, a good coach, someone who tell you, you know, you can go further. It's not going to hurt. People are not going to, you know, you think people are going to be kind of like listening something, but it's 5% of what you think, you know, it's not that difficult. And I think that work was really, really interesting. And then in a more advanced stage, we started to work on, really putting that extra, I would say, that icing on the cake.
It
was like the most incredible experience ever because then you are free to talk. It reflects not only when you're recording something, but when you're talking to people, when your voice is heard, when you are negotiating, when you are talking to customers, and then you feel free to express yourself. And that's the result. And that's the result. And that's what makes a huge difference. And that's how I think, you know, in terms of, you know, results, I think it's priceless. It's just the best result you can get, you know?
So. Yeah, because you sound and feel more confident now.
Absolutely. And I think it's a question. And even if I don't, I know what to do to become more confident. Mm. Like I learned the techniques of grounding. Like if I feel my voice is kind of like, I can ground myself and restart and reset and go.
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah. And I have a set of tools I can use to make my voice heard.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love it.
Yeah. That's it. And that's what it is. It's, you know, and you're super smart and all of my people are super smart. And so it's mind bending. Why can't I make this better? Well, you just don't have the tools. Just like why aren't my Facebook ads any good? Well, I got to have somebody teach me how to make them good. I don't have the tools, you know, but I do remember that. You were so funny about that recording and telling me it was a sleep aid and just hearing in a very, very short time what we did to that. And you started getting all kinds of people added to your list and you started getting inquiries and you started getting hits to that channel and all we changed, you didn't change slides, you didn't change words, which we got you making bold choices with your voice.
Yeah. And that was it.
And it changed your business.
And that was exactly it, you know. And it's just being, and also, you know, it's interesting because you feel yourself. You don't feel you are playing a role. You don't feel you are an actor or you have to warm up your voice or you have to do something. You're just yourself.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's amazing. It's great to have that because that's how your voice, you know, gets heard. And
yeah. Well, and how people connect to you. And I think that everybody's probably got a lot of different methodologies. In fact, somebody yesterday talked to me about the on voice. And I said, I don't believe in that. I want the best, most heightened, beautiful version of your real voice. You know, no effects, no acting, no this, no that, but let me in. And I think what happens, I think you nailed it. You know, our perception gets in our way.
And there's another component here, which we worked on, which was the, you know, perfectionism. You know, I'm the one, I'm someone, if I don't get it right, perfect, you know, forget about it. I want it really, really high quality good. But I mean, there are certain things you need to work on to make sure, you know, if you get to perfect, you're not going to speak. And then we work on even streamlining. I have a recording routine right now that I just go, you know, for a recording. And then it's a super simplified process. It's a super simple process that I go through and I can get it, you know, done very, very quickly. And it's working on that perfectionism side that, you know, you don't need to get it perfect, but you need to get it right, you know. And that was, you know, something that really made a difference for me, because now it's a pleasure for me to go on a mic and record something.
Well, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I love that so much. And I think, and I want to see what you think, I would say the majority of the people that come and work with me are perfectionists. And do you feel like that perfectionism paralyzed you to even take action? Because you didn't think you could get it out perfect, so I just won't even do it.
I mean, just to give you an example, some of our recordings, I had like almost 20 takes. The first one we did was like 20 times just recording and then editing. Oh, forget about it. You spend like hours and hours and hours and hours and hours trying to get it right and removing, this doesn't sound right. And then you re-record again and never get done, you know. And then what happens is you get frustrated. It's not fun. It's terrible. And then you don't get your message out.
Yeah.
And then, bang, that's it. You know, when you have a process, when you walk through the process and you get stuff done, and then you know it's going to be, you know, something that people are going to listen to it, and then recognize your voice, and it's as good as it can get. You know, it's just so good.
Yeah. And that's, you know, that's that perception. That perception is messing people up so bad, saying, well, don't be bold. Don't make bold choices. Don't do that. You're going to sound stupid. And so you put this thing out and the very thing that you're trying not to get, you get, because that perception is leading you astray. And I think that's one of the things that I certainly did with you and with other people that I work with, is come in and you know, you do something for me. And I say, okay, you know, was that crazy? Oh yeah, that was crazy. No, it really wasn't. And recalibrate that, you know? Yeah. And because you're dynamic, you're charismatic, you know, you're interesting. We can connect to you because we've gotten rid of those voice barriers, you know, that you are taking the risks and letting us in.
And sometimes it's a question of just, you know, you think it's so difficult before you do it.
Yeah.
And you may be a little bit scared. I was kind of like, oh, where we are going with this at some point. Mm-hmm. And then once you are over it, it feels natural.
Yeah.
And then kind of like breaking barriers. It's absolutely breaking barriers and like moving forward with something. It's uncharted territory almost.
And
for me, it was a differential. That was something that I would say right now I feel much more comfortable in anything that relates to my voice.
Yeah.
And even in terms of, you know, listening to my voice and knowing that this is my voice, you know,
Well, and that freedom, you know, you mentioned that earlier and I love that freedom to say what you want to say and say it how you want to say it. No limits, no questioning, no guardedness, no holding it in, no expect, you know, I mean, that is gold, I think. to be able to just put it out there in a beautiful way. You know, that's why my catchphrase is speak your truth, just do it beautifully, because that's what I want people to be able to do. And, you know, I remember when you came to me and you've done the work and we've worked together, and now it's like, okay, so now you're rolling out a podcast, right? If I said to you 5 months ago, you want a podcast, you'd have been like, click, you'd hung up on me, right?
I would say, are you crazy?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And now we've been working on this amazing podcast. I'm so excited for you to roll it out. I think it's going to be phenomenal for people. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing in this podcast.
Yeah, what I'm doing in my podcast right now, it's basically putting out all this information, all these different tips and articles that I wrote in a podcast in audio form, and then also getting my message out. And this is incredible because it's a different medium. It's, you know, I know people are going to listen to it. And then, it's, for me, it's a step ahead in terms of, you know, growing my business and achieving, a different audience. In the podcast, we work together on developing a process, which we have streamlined the whole creation of the podcast. I have a ton of material that I created in the past, articles and interviews I wrote, I did, and things I can combine and use that as content for my podcast.
Yeah.
And then, you know, in a matter of, you know, a couple hours, I can kind of like put my podcast together, one episode together, and then bang, you know,
No more of those 20 takes. We got that. We got that tightened up, didn't we? We got that fixed up pretty quick. Yeah, because you're a blogger and you've got incredible articles, and I think it's wonderful. Yeah, that's great, and people can read those, and that's wonderful. But now you're reaching the audience that needs to listen and maximize their time. They've got to listen on their commute. They've got to listen on their jog. They've got to, you know, we're such a multitasking people anymore, you know? And so now for the guy who, or the gal who doesn't have time to sit down and read, boom, you got a message for them. And in each one of those podcasts, you're solving problems. You're giving solutions. You're laying out beautiful personal scenarios and examples. And I just think that's fantastic.
Yeah, my goal with each one of them is basically use my voice to get the message out and something that's going to help people in some way. So they're not long podcasts. They're like, you know, we thought, you know, in a way that this would be something that would be very useful, but it's not going to be a 2-hour lecture about something.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, you know, a very specific issue, and bang, that someone can listen to it and take action after that.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a little action, you know, one little nugget of information. Here's a problem. Here's a solution. Have a great day. You know, I think it's wonderful. When are you rolling that thing out? You know, I'm sitting on go waiting for you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's as we speak, I'm working on that, and it's going to be available very, very shortly. Last final bits here. So hopefully, you know, very, very, you know, as probably when someone listens to this podcast, you know,
it'll be out by then.
It will be out by then.
Good. So, well, I'm going to let everybody know. I don't know if we'll have the information for the show notes, but you guys, whenever it rolls out, I'm going to give you a heads up in one of the episodes, because I've got several podcasters that I work with, and I just, you know, and I'm not being biased, but they've got some good shows. I've got some people that have got some really cool shows that are very, very helpful. And so now, just getting close to the wrap up here, do you just mostly work with corporate people, or do you work with individual? I'm changing gears, but I want to talk about the people that are like, oh, this guy, I got to talk to this guy. Do you work with businesses and individuals?
I work with managers. Okay.
Okay.
I'm a person that, you know, specifically someone who needs help with their with day-to-day managerial things. Like, you know, I'm having issues. I'm having communication issues with, you know, in this team. You know, no one talks to each other and nothing gets done. Or, you know, you have procrastination issues going on in your team, or you're not able to communicate to your upper management in a way that they understand the problems you are encountering. I have strategies for that, and I can advise, you know, the manager, like, or someone who is acting as a team lead to get better results.
Okay? Yeah.
And this is basically, I was in their shoes for a long time, and I'm giving them tips on strategies and approaches that are going to help them, you know, on their day-to-day work. And the goal is to help them become better managers at the end of the day, because that way they impact not only their teams, but their organizations and everything around them.
Yeah. It changes everything, right? You know, little strategy, technique that they probably never even thought about, or they're too busy to think about. You just kind of swoop in like Batman and give them the solution and give them the strategy. And that's so wonderful. Yeah. I think that everybody needs that kind of thing. And I think that, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but and something else I thought of, I think that your ability to strategize in that communication sphere, in the way business is so global now, your global background is what impresses me so much. I mean, you've managed teams that are dealing with every continent there is.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that, you know, I've been to so many difficult situations dealing with these different teams that, you know, I can kind of like sense problems from, you know, from distance, you know, in terms of knowing what's the strategy, what they're using, and the approaches that they're using. And just having a little bit of time with someone who's, you know, struggling, I can tell them, you know, like, okay, if you go, you know, if you go further with this approach, you know, there's going to be trouble ahead. And the problem is this and this and this. And there's a huge level of trust that needs to exist, you know, and I'm really conscious about, you know, I really work with, you know, managers that have a fit, and I understand I can help them, because, you know, if it works, it's bang, you know, it's really, you know, it has an impact on their work. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, I just think your work is phenomenal. I think your blog is phenomenal. I think your podcast is awesome. And I would think that even if I hadn't worked with you. So, you know, now is the best place for people that want to check out your work, want to talk to you, need some strategy. Is the best place the website? Is that the best place to go?
Yeah. If you want to visit, my website is whiteleafconsulting.com. I have a newsletter. It's, you know, something that I put a lot of effort on. You can pretty much subscribe for free, and you're going to get, you know, weekly tips. It's something I put a lot of information, and it's a very simple email that you get every week. Very valuable. I'm having like a lot of good feedback. It's an opportunity for us to exchange some emails as well. If you reply to that, you know, newsletter, it will go straight to my inbox and I answer my emails.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a lot of fun, and I love connecting to people. So
yeah. Yeah. It's great. I've seen it. I've read it. It's really, really valuable information. So I'm going to put it in the show notes. What is it? It's Whiteleaf. Tell us the website.
Whiteleafconsulting.com.
It's .com. Okay, I couldn't remember if it was .com. Yeah. All right, but guys, that'll be in the show notes, and you can check it out. Thank you. This has just been such a joy having you on the show and talking to you and learning from you.
Yeah, Tracy, it's been a pleasure being here, and I really enjoy being in your show, and I really wish you all the success as well, and keep transforming voices around the world, because, you know, it is really great to work with you.
Oh, thank you. Well, I will. I'll keep transforming voices, and you keep transforming management, and you let us know when that podcast is ready to go. You better let me know on that. And listeners, I'll let you know. So it's been great to have you. It's just been wonderful. to hear your success, not only in business, but in stepping into the true power of your voice, which is, you know, just where the magic lies for me. And thank you, listeners. I love having you with me. Thank you for your shares and your downloads. You know how much I appreciate that. That's it for today. Until I see you next time, you know what to do. Get out there and speak your truth. Just do it beautifully.